The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
Tuesday Good News Day is here. It's time to remember to go out and share the good news. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. It's Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Today is Tuesday, August 3rd, 2021, Tuesday of the 18th week in Ordinary Time. In the Missal, it's liturgical year B, cycle 1. Tuesday is a day to pray the sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. And our saint today is Saint Lydia Purpuraria. She was born at Thyatira, a town in Asia Minor famous for its dye works, hence her name, which means seller of purple goods. She became St. Paul's first convert at Philippi. She was baptized with her household, and Paul stayed at her home there. St. Lydia Purpuraria, pray for us. And let's offer this day to the Lord. God, you know the desires of our hearts for authentic peace, justice, and love. I offer you my prayers, thoughts, words, actions, joys, and sufferings today together with Jesus, who continues to offer himself to us in the Eucharist, who continues to reveal himself to us in the poor, the oppressed, the marginalized, the unborn, the most vulnerable in our world. May your Holy Spirit be my guide and strength today, so that I may be a witness to your love, your justice, and your peace, and to the sanctity of each human life. Together with Mary, our mother, sister, and friend, she who carried the Savior in her womb, with all the communion of saints, and with all of us who offer ourselves to you for the good of others today, we pray. Amen. Along with Pope Francis, we pray for the Church, that she may receive from the Holy Spirit the grace and strength to reform herself in the light of the gospel. 10 Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon of my sins and the grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. I live in a place where we experience on the average 20 tropical storms every year, and recently we've had our sixth storm for 2021. And as you can imagine, it brought in heavy rains causing floods. In some parts of the city where I live, flood waters reached waist-deep levels, cutting off roads to light vehicles. Well, in the Gospel, we contemplate the dramatic scene of a stormy sea and a human figure walking on the water approaching the apostles. Then the human figure at once spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." It's Jesus. Now, the Lord presents them a choice. Either they get fixated on the storm, or they focus on him. And he's not just saying to them, "Be not afraid." He's saying, "It is I, be not afraid." In other words, if they concentrate on him, they will not be afraid. This is also the same for us. If we experience the Lord's presence more deeply, more constantly, our fear will dissolve. This does not mean that there will be no more storms in life. Rather, the storms will not overwhelm us with fear. So we also have a choice to make. Either we focus on the storm or on Jesus. And this is where we look up to Peter's example also in this gospel episode. Upon hearing our Lord telling them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid," Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." After Jesus assured him, Peter got out of the boat. He began to walk on the water toward Jesus. Although, when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me!" When his faith momentarily deserts him, Peter begins to sink, and then it is the hand of Jesus that holds him up. Since he got out of the boat, Peter's eyes were on you, Lord. So he didn't worry too much because what took up all his attention was walking towards you, Lord. But suddenly, he focused instead on his own insecurity and lost sight of Jesus. His insecurity, which was understandable, because imagine yourself walking on the surface of water. But his insecurity collapsed into fear and he began to sink. Imagine how it must have been like for Peter. Do you know what drowning looks like? We often think that a person who is drowning will thrash about in the water and yell, "Help, help, I'm drowning." In reality, they become almost paralyzed by fear, and they become incapable of calling for help. I remember watching a video that showed how this happens. It showed a young girl of about 10 sitting on an inner tube float in the deep end of a wave pool, surrounded by children and a few adults. When the girl adjusted herself on the tube, she fell off and she slipped to the bottom of the pool where the water was right at the top of her head. And you know, there was no thrashing about and she couldn't yell for help. Instead, subtly, her hands came just above the surface as if she were reaching for something. Thankfully, a lifeguard spotted her and within a few seconds had a flotation device under her. The most remarkable thing was that the people around her were oblivious to the fact that she was drowning. And when we go back to the gospel, it is to his credit we can say that as he begins to sink, Peter cries out, "Lord, save me." This prayer by Peter is one of the most beautiful prayers we can all say, especially in our lowest moments, in our darkest moments. "Lord, save me." Let's say it well, and let's say it often, to remind ourselves that Jesus is alongside us. He does not abandon us at crucial moments. Otherwise, we simply get overwhelmed and drown in life's difficulties. Of course, in this life, we can never have absolute security. But let's convert our insecurities into opportunities to foster our abandonment in God. Rather than obsessing about feeling sure of ourselves, let's ask for faith that will enable us to see beyond our own insecurity. When we are worried, doubtful, nervous, or when we see clearly our own insufficiency, let's grab the hand of Jesus as Peter did. Because in the presence of Jesus, the most terrifying of calamities turns to peace and serenity. His presence is his way of assuring us, "I am here." The presence of Jesus is the solution to our fear and depression. We may never fully understand why evil and suffering happen in the world, but the awareness of his presence gives us inner peace and the strength to brave every storm. But yes, sufferings may continue, but we sense that with Jesus, we feel safe. Everything seems more manageable by his grace. So when we face a storm in life, we must have faith. But what does that really mean? Well, it means that we must know with a deep confidence that Jesus is in fact always with us. That if we place all our trust and hope in Him, He will never abandon us. That every storm will ultimately pass, and that peace and calm will arise. So let's walk toward Jesus amid the waves, those waves that can take different forms. It may be a long and painful sickness, or the death of a loved one, or a damage caused by the shortcomings of people that we love, or a natural disaster, or a financial ruin, or maybe just an intense loneliness. Now, too often we turn our eyes to the winds and the waves, and we allow fear and anxiety to dominate our lives. But every storm that we encounter could actually be for us an opportunity to trust our Lord on a new level, on a deeper level. So, Lord, when the strength of the wind prevents us from seeing You, give us more faith. We ask You for faith, because with faith, we have more resources to cope with setbacks. With faith, we know that You can turn our setbacks in our favor. So when the going gets rough, may we not forget that Jesus never leaves us. Let's make use of these difficult situations to draw ever closer to Him. And as we sail through the stormy sea of this life, let us also look up to our Mother Mary, whose name means Star of the Sea. She will help us navigate through the stormy sea of this life. As the founder of Opus Dei, Saint Jose Maria, wrote, "Have you never seen the mothers of this earth with their arms outstretched, following their little ones, when, without anyone's help, the little ones venture to take their first shaky steps? Well, you are not alone. Mary is beside you. And with Our Lady, we learn to trust in God. I thank You, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations that You have communicated to me in this meditation. I ask Your help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me."
More of 10 Minutes with Jesus at RelevantRadio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 16 past the hour. We'll begin the liturgical day next. This is Daybreak. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app for Tuesday of the 18th week in Ordinary Time, August 3rd, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. We pray as one with the whole church now. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in the Invitatory Psalm and the Office of Readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim Your praise.
Come, let us worship the Lord our mighty God.
Come, let us worship the Lord our mighty God.
Cry out with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before Him, singing for joy.
Come, let us worship the Lord our mighty God.
Know that He, the Lord, is God. He made us, we belong to Him. We are His people, the sheep of His flock.
Come, let us worship the Lord our mighty God.
Go within His gates giving thanks. Enter His courts with songs of praise. Give thanks to Him and bless His name.
Come, let us worship the Lord our mighty God.
Indeed, how good is the Lord! eternal his merciful love. He is faithful from age to age.
Come, let us worship the Lord Almighty God.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us worship the Lord Almighty God.
Surrender to God, and He will do everything for you.
Surrender to God, and He will do everything for you.
Do not fret because of the wicked. Do not envy those who do evil, for they wither quickly like grass and fade like the green of the fields. If you trust in the Lord and do good, then you will live in the land and be secure. If you find your delight in the Lord, He will grant your heart's desire. Commit your life to the Lord. Trust in Him, and He will act, so that your justice breaks forth like the light, your cause like the noonday sun. Be still before the Lord and wait in patience. Do not fret at the man who prospers, a man who makes evil plots to bring down the needy and the poor. Calm your anger and forget your rage. Do not fret. It only leads to evil. For those who do evil shall perish. The patient shall inherit the land. A little longer, and the wicked shall have gone. Look at his place. He is not there. But the humble shall own the land and enjoy the fullness of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Surrender to God, and He will do everything for you.
Turn away from evil. Learn to do God's will. The Lord will strengthen you if you obey Him.
Turn away from evil. Learn to do God's will, and the Lord will strengthen you if you obey Him.
The wicked man plots against the just and gnashes his teeth against him. But the Lord laughs at the wicked, for He sees that his day is at hand. The sword of the wicked is drawn. His bow is bent to slaughter the upright. Their sword shall pierce their own hearts, and their bows shall be broken to pieces. The just man's few possessions are better than the wicked man's wealth. For the power of the wicked shall be broken, and the Lord will support the just. He protects the lives of the upright. Their heritage will last forever. They shall not be put to shame in evil days. In time of famine, their food shall not fail. But all the wicked shall perish, and all the enemies of the Lord. They are like the beauty of the meadows. They shall vanish. They shall vanish like smoke. The wicked man borrows without repaying, but the just man is generous and gives. Those blessed by the Lord shall own the land, but those he has cursed shall be destroyed. The Lord guides the steps of a man and makes safe the path of one he loves. Though he stumble, he shall never fall, for the Lord holds him by the hand. I was young, and now I am old, but I have never seen the just man forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. All the day he is generous and lends, and his children become a blessing. Then turn away from evil and do good, and you shall have a home forever, for the Lord loves justice and will never forsake his friends. The unjust shall be wiped out forever, and the children of the wicked destroyed. The just shall inherit the land, there they shall live forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Turn away from evil, learn to do God's will, and the Lord will strengthen you if you obey him.
Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in his way.
Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in his way.
The just man's mouth utters wisdom, and his lips speak what is right. The law of his God is in his heart. His steps shall be saved from stumbling. The wicked man watches for the just and seeks occasion to kill him. The Lord will not leave him in his power, nor let him be condemned when he is judged. Then wait for the Lord, keep to his way. It is he who will free you from the wicked, raise you up to possess the land, and see the wicked destroyed. I have seen the wicked triumphant, towering like a cedar of Lebanon. I passed by again, he was gone. I searched, he was nowhere to be found. See the just man, mark the upright. For the peaceful man, a future lies in store. But sinners shall all be destroyed. No future lies in store for the wicked. The salvation of the just comes from the Lord, their stronghold in time of distress. The Lord helps them and delivers them and saves them, for their refuge is in him.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. You proclaim the poor to be blessed, Lord Jesus, for the kingdom of heaven is given to them. Fill us generously with your gifts. Teach us to put our trust in the Father and to seek his kingdom first of all, rather than imitate the powerful and envy the rich.
Wait for the Lord to lead, then follow in his way.
Teach me goodness and holy wisdom, for I have put my trust in your guidance.
A reading from the book of the prophet Amos. This is what the Lord God showed me. He was forming a locust swarm when the late growth began to come up. The late growth after the king's mowing. While they were eating all the grass in the land, I said, "Forgive, O Lord God. How can Jacob stand? He is so small." And the Lord repented of this. "It shall not be," said the Lord God. Then the Lord God showed me this. He called for a judgment by fire. It had devoured the great abyss and was consuming the land. When I said, "Cease, O Lord God, how can Jacob stand? He is so small." The Lord repented of this. "This also shall not be," said the Lord God. Then the Lord God showed me this. He was standing by a wall, plummet in hand. The Lord asked me, "What do you see, Amos?" And when I answered, "A plummet," the Lord said, "See, I will lay the plummet in the midst of my people Israel. I will forgive them no longer. The high places of Isaac shall be laid waste, and the sanctuaries of Israel made desolate. I will attack the house of Jeroboam with the sword." Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent word to Jeroboam, king of Israel. "Amos has conspired against you here within Israel. The country cannot endure all his words. This is what Amos says: Jeroboam shall die by the sword, and Israel shall surely be exiled from its land." To Amos, Amaziah said, "Off with you, visionary, flee to the land of Judah. There earn your bread by prophesying, but never again prophesy in Bethel. For it is the king's sanctuary and a royal temple." Amos answered Amaziah, "I was no prophet, nor have I belonged to a company of prophets. I was a shepherd and a dresser of sycamores. The Lord took me from following the flock and said to me, 'Go, prophesy to my people Israel. Now hear the word of the Lord.' You say, 'Prophesy not against Israel, preach not against the house of Isaac.' Now thus says the Lord: Your wife shall be made a harlot in the city, and your sons and daughters shall fall by the sword. Your land shall be divided by measuring line, and you yourself shall die in an unclean land. Israel shall be exiled far from its land." The Lord does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets.
The Lord has spoken. Who will not prophesy?
The Lord took me as I was following the flock and said to me, "Go, prophesy to my people."
The Lord has spoken. Who will not prophesy?
A reading from a letter attributed to Barnabas. The Lord was willing to hand over his body for destruction, so that by the shedding of his blood we might be made holy through the remission of our sins. According to Scripture, this refers both to Israel and us. He was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquities. By his wounds we are healed. He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, like a lamb that is dumb before its shearer. What a debt of gratitude, then, do we owe to the Lord for letting us see the meaning of the past, for instructing us about the present, and not leaving us in ignorance about the future. In the words of Scripture, "Not unjustly are nets spread for birds." This means that a man is justly condemned if, knowing the right way, he heads into the way of darkness. The Lord was ready to undergo suffering for our soul's sake, even though he is Lord of the whole earth, the one to whom God said at the foundation of the world, "Let us make man in our own image and likeness." But in that case, my brothers, how could he allow himself to suffer at the hands of men? This is the explanation. The prophets, inspired by his grace, foretold what he would do. He allowed himself to suffer because he had to be seen in the flesh, in order that he might destroy the power of death and manifest the resurrection from the dead. In this way, he would carry out the promises that had been made to our forefathers, and while still on earth, prepare for himself a new people. He would also show that, after the resurrection, he was to be our judge. Furthermore, by teaching Israel and working such great signs and wonders, He proclaimed the good news and showed the depths of his love for that people. Having thus renewed us by forgiving our sins, he refashioned us. He gave us the souls of children as though we had been born anew. For it is to us that Scripture refers when the Father says to the Son, "Let us make man according to our own image and likeness, and let him rule over the beasts of the earth, and the birds of the air, and the feasts of the sea." The Lord saw the beauty of our fashioning and added, "Increase and multiply and fill the earth." All this God said to his Son. But let me now point out to you how he also speaks to us. It is indeed a second act of creation that the Lord has performed in these last days. That is why he says, "Behold, I am making the last things like the first." It was this that the prophet had in mind when he said, "Enter into a land flowing with milk and honey, and rule over it." It is true, you see, that we have been completely remade. This is what God means by the words of another prophet. "Behold," says the Lord, "I will take the stony hearts out of this people, that is, the people whom the Spirit of the Lord foreknew, and put hearts of flesh into them. For he willed to appear in the flesh and live among us." And so, my brothers, the dwelling place of our hearts is a temple sacred to the Lord. Again, the Lord says, "Let me give thanks to you in the assembly of the people." So it is we whom he has led into a fertile land.
You are the children of the prophets, heirs of the covenant God made with our fathers when he said to Abraham,
In your offspring, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
The scriptures foresaw how God would justify the nations through faith, and they proclaimed this good news to Abraham.
In your offspring, all the families of the earth shall be blessed.
Father of everlasting goodness, our origin and guide, be close to us and hear the prayers of all who praise you. Forgive our sins and restore us to life. Keep us safe in your love. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
22 minutes before the hour, we'll check out today's gospel in just a few minutes in conversation with God, and we'll pray morning prayer, all coming up on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Welcome back to Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on Tuesday of the 18th week in Ordinary Time, August 3rd, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, Jesus walks on the water, and so does Peter, for a little while. It's from the 14th chapter of the Gospel of Matthew.
Then he made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. After he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was many furlongs distant from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night, he came to them, walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified.
"It is a ghost!"
And they cried out for fear. But immediately he spoke to them.
"Take heart, it is I. Have no fear."
And Peter answered him,
"Lord, if it is you, bid me come to you on the water."
"Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out,
"Lord, save me!"
Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him.
"Oh, man of little faith, why did you doubt?"
And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. Those in the boat worshipped him.
"Truly, you are the Son of God."
And when they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret. When the men of that place recognized him, they sent round to all that region and brought to him all that were sick and besought him that they might only touch the fringe of his garment. And as many as touched it were made well.
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. You'll find all of the daily Mass readings on the relevant radio app. So how was it that Peter was able to walk on the water, even if only for a few seconds? It was because of his faith. Today's reading from In Conversation with God by Father Francisco Fernandez Carvajal is from Volume 4, Ordinary Time. Immediately after the multiplication of the loaves and fishes, our Lord himself took leave of the crowds and ordered the disciples to set out in their boats. It must have been late in the evening. After a long day of work attending to those who sought him out, Jesus felt compelled to pray. He walked up a nearby hill and after nightfall remained there alone in conversation with his Father in heaven. From that hilltop, Jesus saw the apostles far offshore, and their boat, buffeted by the waves, the wind against them, was in danger. The Pasch was near, and there was a full moon, so Jesus could make out the little craft in the middle of the lake. But in the fourth watch of the night, around 3 a.m, well before sunrise, he came to them walking upon the sea. Seeing a vague figure coming over the surface of the sea toward the place where they were struggling, they were filled with fear. "It is a ghost," they said, and they began shouting out in terror. But then our Lord revealed himself. "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." Christ always presents himself in this manner in the life of a Christian, giving encouragement and serenity. Peter takes courage, led on by his love, moved by his desire to be close to the Master. He makes an unexpected request. "Lord, if it is thyself, bid me come to thee over the water." Love's daring has no limits, and our Lord yields easily to the request. And he said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. Those were stirring moments for all. Peter gave up the safety of the boat at Jesus' word. He did not remain clinging to the side of the vessel, but went towards Jesus, who was now only a few yards away from his disciples. Awestruck, they contemplate the apostle moving forward on the swirling waves. Peter walks on the water. Faith and confidence in his master are all that sustain him. Only that. The difficulties that surround us don't matter if we walk with faith and confidence toward Jesus, who is waiting for us. It doesn't matter if the waves are high and the wind strong, or that it's not natural for man to walk on water. If we look to Jesus, we can do anything. And looking at him is the virtue of piety. If through prayer and the sacraments we remain close to Jesus, we will remain on the right path. If our gaze wanders away from Jesus, we will sink. We will be incapable of even a single step, even on firm ground. In Conversation with God by Francis Fernandez is published by Scepter Publishers. You'll find it at your local Catholic bookstore. 13 minutes before the hour, we join the whole church in prayer now. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Lord, send forth your light and your truth.
Lord, send forth your light and your truth.
Defend me, O God, and plead my cause against a godless nation. From deceitful and cunning men, rescue me, O God.
Since you, O God, are my stronghold, why have you rejected me? Why do I go mourning, oppressed by the foe?
O send forth your light and your truth. Let these be my guide. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell.
And I will come to the altar of God, the God of my joy. My Redeemer, I will thank you on the harp, O God, my God.
Why are you cast down, my soul? Why groan within me? hope in God, I will praise him still, my Savior and my God.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty Father, source of everlasting light, send forth your truth into our hearts and pour over us the brightness of your light.
Lord, send forth your light and your truth.
Lord, keep us safe all the days of our lives.
Lord, keep us safe all the days of our lives.
Once I said, in the noontime of life I must depart to the gates of the netherworld where I shall be consigned for the rest of my years.
I said, I shall see the Lord no more in the land of the living. No longer shall I behold my fellow men among those who dwell in the world.
My dwelling, like a shepherd's tent, is struck down and borne away from me. You have folded up my life like a weaver who severs the last thread.
Day and night you give me over to torment. I cry out until the dawn. Like a lion, he breaks all my bones. Day and night you give me over to torment.
Like a swallow, I utter shrill cries. I moan like a dove. My eyes grow weak, gazing heavenward. O Lord, I am in straits. Be my surety.
You have preserved my life from the pit of destruction, when you cast behind your back all my sins.
For it is not the netherworld that gives you thanks, nor death that praises you. Neither do those who go down into the pit await your kindness.
The living give you thanks, as I do today. Fathers declare to their sons, O God, your faithfulness.
The Lord is our Savior. We shall sing to stringed instruments in the house of the Lord all the days of our life.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever.
Amen. Lord, keep us safe all the days of our life.
To you, O God, our praise is due in Zion.
To you, O God, our praise is due in Zion.
To you, our praise is due in Zion, O God. To you we pay our vows, you who hear our prayer.
To you all flesh will come with its burden of sin. Too heavy for us are offenses, but you wipe them away.
Blessed is he whom you choose and call to dwell in your courts. We are filled with the blessings of your house, of your holy temple.
You keep your pledge with wonders, O God, our Savior, the hope of all the earth and of far distant isles.
You uphold the mountains with your strength. You are girded with power. You still the roaring of the seas, the roaring of their waves and the tumult of the peoples.
The ends of the earth stand in awe at the sight of your wonders. The lands of sunrise and sunset you fill with your joy.
You care for the earth. Give it water. You fill it with riches. Your river in heaven brims over to provide its grain.
And thus you provide for the earth. You drench its furrows. You level it, soften it with showers. You bless its growth.
You crown the year with your goodness. Abundance flows in your steps. In the pastures of the wilderness it flows.
The hills are girded with joy. the meadows covered with flocks, the valleys are decked with wheat. They shout for joy, yes, they sing.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, hope of all the earth, hear the humble prayer of your children as we sing your praises. Pour out your Spirit on us so that our lives may bear fruit abundantly.
To you, O God, our praise is due in Zion.
A reading from 1 Thessalonians. You are not in the dark, brothers, that the day should catch you off guard like a thief. No, all of you are children of light and of the day. We belong neither to darkness nor to night. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, listen to my cry. All my trust is in your promise.
Lord, listen to my cry. All my trust is in your promise.
Dawn finds me watching, crying out for you.
All my trust is in your promise.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Lord, listen to my cry. All my trust is in your promise.
Lord, save us from the hands of all who hate us.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord, save us from the hands of all who hate us.
Let us bless our Savior who enlightens the world by his resurrection. Let us humbly beg him, keep us, Lord, on your path.
Keep us, Lord, on your path.
Lord Jesus, we honor your resurrection in our morning prayer.
The hope of your glory enlightens our day.
Keep us, Lord, on your path.
Accept, Lord, our prayers and petitions
as the first fruits of our day.
Keep us, Lord, on your path.
Grant that we may progress today in your love,
and that all things may work together for our good and the good of all.
Keep us, Lord, on your path.
Make our light shine so brightly before men
that seeing our good works, they may give glory to the Father.
Keep us, Lord, on your path.
Now let us pray as Christ the Lord has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses,
As we forgive those who trespass against us.
And lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. Lord Jesus Christ, true light of the world, you guide all mankind to salvation. Give us the courage, strength, and grace to build a world of justice and peace, ready for the coming of that kingdom. You live and reign forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.
Morning Air is coming right up. Patrick Madrid a bit later on. I'm Paul Sadek. Let's get together again tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, or on the app. In the meantime, you go out and make this a great day and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.